the TSA security tax to increase. Legislators peer into aviation's crystal ball, and a new strike fighter takes to the skies. This is Aero News for Friday, December 13, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Just 2 days ago, we reported that Southwest Airlines was asking passengers to help fight a proposed doubling of the TSA passenger security tax. Well, guess what? That tax is increasing by 124% in a budget deal struck by Republican Congressman Paul Ryan and Democratic Senator Patty Murray. The two lawmakers chair the budget committees in their respective houses of Congress. Under the agreement, the tax would rise from the current $2.50 each way to $5.60, or $11.20 for a round-trip ticket. That's 60 cents more each way than even was actually requested by the Department of Homeland Security. You'll recall that Southwest Executive Vice President Don Ricks had said TSA doesn't need the money, that since 2007 they're screening 11% fewer passengers while their budget has increased 18%. ABC News reports that the tax increase would help TSA offset about 43% of its security costs and replace the aviation infrastructure security fee currently charged to airlines. However, Airlines for America, A4A spokesman Katie Connell told ABC News that it is the organization's position that airline passengers are already overtaxed. Michael W. McCormick, COO of the Global Business Travel Association, said, quote, "Under the proposed budget, business travelers will share the burden of $1 billion in new aviation security taxes. Enough is enough. Business travelers are not bottomless piggy banks. GTBA urges Congress to reject an increase in the aviation security tax," end quote. The Aviation Subcommittee of the House Transportation Committee held a hearing on Thursday on the future of the U.S. aviation industry, following a speech Wednesday by full committee chair Bill Schuster, Republican of Pennsylvania, at the International Aviation Club. In his opening statement, Chairman Schuster said that while in his view the U.S. system is the best in the world, quote, "we have an obligation to improve it. The status quo is unacceptable. We need bold, innovative ideas," end quote. Among the witnesses was NBAA President and CEO Ed Molan, who addressed key aspects the organization believes are imperative for the agency to perform its mission effectively while also reducing costs. These include streamlining of the certification process for light aircraft, moving toward further consolidation of agency departments and functions, and prioritizing development of next-gen air traffic control management technologies. Also appearing was Gamma President and CEO Pete Bunce, who said, quote, "from small towns to large metropolitan areas, aviation plays a crucial role in our transportation system. As we go forward, we need to ensure that all segments of the aviation industry have an input into charting the future of U.S. aviation policies," end quote. The joint venture between Textron and Airland Enterprises has produced a flying prototype of the Scorpion Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance, or ISR, strike aircraft. The bird completed its first flight this week, taking off from McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita, Kansas, and conducting a range of handling maneuvers for approximately 1.4 hours of flight. This flight marks one of the fastest developments of a U.S.-built tactical jet, progressing from initial design to first flight in less than 24 months. The Scorpion was announced as a demonstration aircraft designed to accommodate the budget constraints and shifting mission requirements of the U.S. Department of Defense and U.S. partner nations. The Scorpion has a cruising speed of up to 450 knots true airspeed with a ferry range of 2,400 nautical miles. The aircraft carries an internal payload of up to 3,000 pounds, as well as wing-mounted precision munitions. The Aeronautical Repair Station Association has warned the FAA that its disregard of basic requirements for promulgating a safety regulation requires an immediate withdrawal of a notice of proposed rulemaking. The proposed airworthiness directive requires the inspection and replacement of cylinders used on certain engines manufactured by Continental Motors, Inc. ARSA's comments rebuke the FAA for ignoring mandates contained in its Airworthiness Standards and Airworthiness Directives Manual, as well as the Administrative Procedure Act, Regulatory Flexibility Act, the Small Business Regulatory Enforcement Fairness Act, and the agency's own internal guidance and policies regarding those laws. On his company blog, Boeing Vice President for Commercial Aircraft Marketing, Randy Tenseth, says that the 787-9 has entered a new phase of flight testing after the company was granted Type Inspection Authorization, or TIA, for the airplane. The FAA will now bring its personnel to join the Boeing team on 787-9 test flights to gather the data required for certification. The UK newspaper, The Huffington Post, reports that a 10th person has now died of injuries received in the crash of a police helicopter on November 29th in Glasgow, Scotland. 59-year-old Joe Cusker had been hospitalized since the crash. He was the 7th person to die who was inside the Clutha Bar at the time of the crash. The investigation is continuing, though a preliminary report ruled out engine or gearbox failure on the helicopter. When Aero News continues, Boris Island may be sinking. Being Army Strong saved their lives. And how much is that airplane in the auction?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
The True Blue Power TS-835 series emergency power supply features lithium iron phosphate technology, resulting in an EPS that is 63% lighter than lead acid designs with a 10-year life expectancy. Available from your local avionics dealer.
Aero News continues now for Friday, December the 13th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The Thames Estuary Airport, which would be built on a man-made island floating in the river, is reportedly on the bubble with the UK Airports Commission as it looks at expansion plans for the region. The airport, popularly known as Boris Island because of strong support for the idea from London's Mayor Boris Johnson, is the, quote, option most at risk, end quote, of not making the Commission's shortlist of recommended sites for expansion. That, according to Daniel Moylan, the Mayor's aviation advisor. The online site Buying Business Travel relays a report from the UK newspaper, The Daily Telegraph, in which Moylan says that in his view, the Commission should include both the Thames Estuary Airport and an expansion at Stansted on its shortlist of recommendations. The report from the Commission is due out later this month. Moylan told the paper that if Boris Island is not on the list, then the Commission owes the public an explanation as to how, quote, they can really contemplate inflicting the misery of an expanded Heathrow on a million people or developing Gatwick into a 4-runway hub airport, end quote. Two members of the U.S. Army's Golden Knights parachute team have been awarded soldiers' medals for life-saving actions during a jump over Homestead, Florida on February 15th. According to a report appearing on the online news site FayObserver.com, the two jumpers, Sergeant David Echeverry and Staff Sergeant Christopher Clark, became entangled at about 4,000 feet during a training jump while attempting a maneuver that no one on the team had performed before. Echeverry was being choked by a parachute cord, and as he lost consciousness, he pulled a release card on his harness, hoping to allow Clark to land safely, knowing he would not survive. When he regained consciousness, he found Clark was holding on to him using all the strength that he had. I had him and I wasn't letting go, Clark said of the incident. The staff sergeant reportedly collapsed from exhaustion when the two landed. For their acts, each saving the other, the pair was awarded the Soldier's Medal in a ceremony at Fort Bragg on December 11th. It is the highest Army award for valor outside of combat. The town of Marina, Arizona, has placed a non-flyable 1993 Beechcraft Starship Reliant in a public surplus auction, but it's not going to be inexpensive. The auction began on November 22nd and is scheduled to end today at 3 p.m. Mountain Time, that's 10 p.m. GMT, but may be extended, according to the Public Surplus website where the auction is being hosted. At our production deadline, the bid was $8,600, but a reserve had not yet been met. The airplane is listed as non-airworthy and was deregistered in October 2009, according to the site. The airplane is listed as non-airworthy and was deregistered in October 2009, according to the site. It goes on to say, quote, "The town of Marina makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation of any kind, expressed or implied, as to the condition, usability, merchantability, or fitness for any purpose of the property offered for sale. The airplane is currently being stored at Marina Regional Airport. Whoever buys the airplane has to find a way to remove it from the seller's premises, quote, no later than 10 days after notice of award," end quote. Well, it's a sure bet whoever wins the aircraft likely won't be flying it home. I'm Glenn Moyer. Enjoy your weekend, and thank you as always for listening. You're now cleared for departure.